Right before our song, we shared the Apostles' Creed, and the theme for the sermon this morning comes from that second line of the third stanza of that Apostles' Creed, the third stanza beginning, "I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church." It seems every time we've ever shared that particular affirmation of faith, there's always somebody that asks me, how is it that we Protestants, part of the Methodist tradition, part of the Protestant Reformation, proclaim our faith in the Catholic Church? And so this morning, I'm going to tell you, and you don't have to ask me anymore. It's very simple. We are not as big as we think we are unless we include the entire life and experience of all persons throughout the world who call themselves Christians. And if we can imagine ourselves being part of a church that has 2 billion members, then we are part of the universal, the whole Catholic Church, small c. For the simple word Catholic means universal or complete or united or whole, W-H-O-L-E. And in that sense, we are part of the Catholic experience, the experience of the body of Christ, universal. Now, I think God grins a little bit whenever we say we're part of the United Church, because we're anything but united when you look at the church. I mean, if some of you I know drove from Frederick, downtown city Frederick, out to church today, or some of you came the back roads from 40, and some of you came from down south in Ballinger Creek, and some even came the back roads off of Hamburg Road and Bethel Road and the like. Well, if you came to church from any place other than Yellow Springs, consider all the other churches you had to pass. I mean, you had to pass the Presbyterian Church here on Yellow Springs. You had to pass a couple of United Church of Christ congregations, Disciples of Christ, Baptist Church, Roman Catholic Church on Opossumtown Pike, along with Independent Christian Church and the Church of the Nazarene. There's Independent Bible Church if you come down the road, Church of God, Assembly of God. In addition to that, you pass churches that use English as their common language, but also Spanish, Korean, and even Greek, if you came off of 7th Street. So God kind of grins when we talk about being part of the universal, the United Church. Of course, God's grin kind of turns to a frown, and maybe a little tear gets in God's eye when he looks at the church universal and sees how divided it is. See how we emphasize the differences so much and not our commonality. But on this particular day, I like to believe that God puts a big grin on God's face. Because this day, perhaps more than other days, even more than Easter or Christmas, but certainly with those, that God smiles and says to God's self, they finally get it right. When on World Communion Sunday, regardless of what time zone you're in through the history of the world, people share in the breaking of the bread and the tasting of the cup and become united with each other throughout time and space. Of course, we celebrate the variety within the life of the church. I mean, we have to celebrate the centrality of the Bible that's from the Baptist tradition. We have to celebrate the way that Quakers embrace being silent to one another. If you've ever been to a real traditional Quaker service, it's in the square where on the four sides, men, women, children, and youth sit separately and in the time of meditation, sit and listen and share each other's quiet presence, occasionally speaking and providing a word of reflection for another. We need to celebrate the Methodist tradition in America as it is a celebration of social justice and the issues that's confronted, not just here, but throughout the world. We want to celebrate what Roman Catholicism and Episcopalians bring in the richness of the history of the heritage of liturgy. And then we need to look at the Mennonites and see simple piety and humility. We turn to the Presbyterians, for they're the scholars of the Protestant movement, still reading the Bible in the original Greek as they study, or non-denominational churches that we reach out and go beyond themselves to those who have never been churched. And if you really want to sing, if you really want to worship, if you really want to get down, you go to an AME Zion church, for they know where it's at. But together, together we make up the body of Christ. You have been hearing me tell stories about my trip to Korea and China. It gives me pause to reflect that already 12 hours passed because of the time zones throughout the world. The Korean church where I was, that has a membership of 120,000, were expecting 65,000 people in church on World Communion Sunday. It's a high day of celebration. And they would use over 100 sets of communion stewards that would go through that sanctuary, some being stationed on the first floor, some in the second balcony, and some in the third balcony. And they would set up their communion stations and serve all the gathered thousands. And they used the same words, the bread and the cup, the body and blood of Christ for you. There is a union with that. In China, deep into the deepest part of the country, small house churches are gathering. They're saying their prayers, they're singing their songs, they're breaking bread and sharing in a cup. Down through India, through Asia, into Africa, the celebrations have already begun and have already finished as they've gathered in their places to break bread common to their community, to share wine common to their experience, all in the name of Christ. Into Europe and now into America, and over the next few hours across our land and into the Pacific, people of the Christian faith will be pausing and breaking bread, sharing cup, and in that sense being united with each other in a way we often forget. And God smiles. The Ephesian passage reminds us of the value of this. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, one Spirit, and I like to think one church, united and held together. I look at this assortment of breads up here, and I see breads of different shape, but I see one bread. I see breads of different composition, but one bread. I see breads of different color, but one bread. I see breads of different texture, made of different items, seasoned differently, but one bread. That's what the Christian experience is, small c, Catholic, universal. One body, made up of a variety and richness of the texture of the human experience. And we celebrate that on this day. A few months ago, a young woman and her daughter came and visited the church during the middle of the week. She came in and she said she was looking for a new church. And I said, well, this is the place for you to be then. And she told me about some of the problems that she'd experienced at this other church. And I said, well, we don't have any of those problems here. This is the church for you. And she told me some more of the experiences of her other churches. And I thought to myself, well, we don't have any of those problems. She'd heard about people. She knew people. She didn't know who the ministers were. That was a strike against her. But she heard about what you must have been doing. And she heard of neighbors and friends that had spoken of this church. And so I gave her a tour around the church, sanctuary and fellowship hall and Sunday school rooms and so on. And as we walked, she told me about the church she was in. And she told me about the church she had been in before she was in this particular church. And she told me about the church she'd grown up in, how it was different than the one she went to, and then the next one. And I kind of got the conclusion that she was looking for the perfect church. And as she looked for the perfect church, I realized she'd never be here. But then again, is there such a thing as a perfect church? We're perfect in moments. And today there will be one of those moments when we unite in the Holy Communion. But we're far from perfect. I find that those people that are looking for perfect churches are really looking to design a church around them and not around Christ. That's why I really love World Communion Sunday. Because those breads, twisted, plain, seasoned, unseasoned, with nuts and twigs and vitamins and all kinds of other substances, really define who we are and our richness. And not one of those loaves of bread is perfect. but they will fill you. Not one of those breads is the exact example in the photograph, in the cookbook, but each of those will satisfy you. And so it is with World Communion, part of the universal, the Catholic experience, that we are part of one another. We make each other perfect, even in our imperfections. When we come this morning, we take a piece of bread. We dip it into the cup. We touch it to our lips, and we receive that bread and cup into our lives. And for a brief moment, all the concerns and worries that overwhelm us, for a brief moment, are secondary to the spiritual presence of God in us. There are terrible things that have happened in your lives. There are terrible things that continue to happen in our world. There are things that overwhelm us. There are times in our lives that we just wish we could just sit down and cry. So exhausted are we. There are moments of great joy, of great celebration, of incredible things happening in our families as well. But all of that dynamic pauses and becomes secondary to the simple moment that when you receive that bread and you touch it to that cup, for that brief moment as you receive it into yourself, you will be joining with countless billions of people down through the history of the world, to the history of our existing world, and to the days yet to come. You'll be united by the Spirit of God with them. When you take that bread and take that cup, you are in communion with each other. You're in communion with your families long gone in the church triumphant. You're in communion with those people in far-off lands. You're in communion with those yet to be born. You are in communion because this is the power, this is the grace, this is the soul-saving experience of Christ dying for the world and giving to us his body and blood. Take, drink, remember, commune, be filled, be saved, be forgiven, be in love, be connected to one another through Christ. Let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we are part of the world universal Catholic experience of faith in you. Amidst our variety and diversity, make us one. It doesn't matter what our color is, what our gender is, what our nationality is. It doesn't matter of our history. It doesn't matter where we've come from or where we are going. Today, O Lord, through the power of your broken bread and your poured out blood, in the Holy Communion, we are one with you and one with one another. May this holy sacrament unite us, forgive us, cleanse us, and fill us. And grant us your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.